Okay, so I'm here with Aaron Parks, and Aaron works for PFG in Mission Viejo, California.
The corporate office is in Chicago, but I'm in the...
Oh, okay. All right, well, welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Can you give me an overview of how you got started in the Forex trading?
Sure. I'll kind of start with how I got started with trading in general and then kind of go specifically into Forex. I went to school around your parts, actually, up there in Boston, and it was went to a business school, majored in finance. I've always been really interested in the financial markets from every aspect, you know, from trading, from analysis, kind of from everything. I figured that's eventually what I wanted to do, so I went through school, majored in finance, and when I after I graduated, got into the real estate industry in Southern California for a while, which was great. Pretty much throughout that time, I was always still interested in the markets, following the markets, reading a lot of trading books, that sort of thing, and opened up my first futures trading account, probably a few years out of school, so let's say, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And from there, pretty much got hooked, you could say, really enjoyed it. Constantly reading a lot of books, always real interested in how trading worked, and eventually decided to work in the industry as a broker. And from there, got into Forex trading really from being within PFG and seeing, learning the product and learning how it worked. That's how I got specifically into Forex trading. But I, you know, do both futures and Forex, but primarily Forex.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. It's very interesting how you got started.
Thank you.
So what exactly is Forex trading? Can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, when you talk about trading, there's really, you know, there's the stock market, which a lot of people are familiar with, the bond market, which I'm sure they've heard of, you know, and there's a lot of other things. But Forex trading is different, really, than anything else because there is no centralized exchange. All it really is the market that banks around the world are passing money back and forth at. That's the way I like to think about it. It's all the major banks are connected really via a computer network. It's not an exchange. They've sort of just connected to each other and are always displaying what they'll buy and sell different currency rates at. Well, that's kind of the core of it, and it kind of flows on down out to what makes the market and brokers and how, you know, the orders flow to the different banks and that sort of thing. But that is Forex trading. I mean, it's essentially trading on the exchange rate fluctuations around the world. You know, the two currencies compared to each other, whether it's the, you know, the U.S. dollar against the Japanese.